This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. When I was a kid, carving pumpkins meant using the kitchen knife, not anymore, thank goodness. With a myriad of kits with stencils and special tools, the carved pumpkin has reached new levels of design. Pumpkin picking is an art as well. For the best results, if you're going to use stencils, you want the smoothest pumpkins. Choose a nice, even color, and the stem should be at least long enough to use as a handle for the lid. Or better yet, cut out the bottom of the pumpkin to scoop the goop and get your seeds and place your light. You'll also want a flat-bottomed pumpkin. Pumpkins, squash, and gourds are all of the cucurbita family, so the terms squash and pumpkins in particular can be interchangeable. You can paint the craggy squash. Acrylics work best. Some people carve just the top layer, but I like to cut through and light them up using LED lights or glow sticks. There are plenty of free stencils on the internet, and I have links from GardenBite.com. If you plan on carving freehand, use a grease pencil to outline your cuts. To help prolong your pumpkin's life, clean the inside as well as possible and cover the cuts with vegetable oil or petroleum jelly. This will help hold the moisture in so it doesn't shrivel up as quickly. There are other methods that I have on my website along with photos and more. Post your pumpkins on my Garden Bite Facebook page. I'd love to see them, and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.